Welcome everybody to the Juice Box. I'm your host, Coach John Willis, and we are back in action, baby. You know, before we get started, we got to give a shout out to Max Hoops, Dr. Bethany Nutrition, Convoy Basketball, Leadership Surge, and Coach John Willis, the CJW brand, man. That's who our show is brought to you by. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the topic. You know, there was an article that came out in July, actually, July 31st, in the Chicago Tribune by a gentleman named Matt Engel. And the title of the article is, "Think Making Your Kid Play Ball Year-Round Will Help Him Make the Majors? Question, you're wrong." And in the article, Mac begins, he was talking more about baseball. It's more baseball driven, and he gives some interesting statistics. He's talking about how some parents are spending anywhere from three to five thousand dollars a year in playing for these select or these club teams. And that's just like the sticker price. That's not including the other associated costs. Like, for example, the cost for the plane tickets for the family to go, or the gas that you're going to spend in your car, or the hotels that your family is going to have to spend money on for the travel, or the school that the kid will miss. And that list just goes on and on. So I had some people ask me what my thoughts were on it. So plain and simple, you know, number one, I don't think that playing on select or club teams increases your chance of going pro. I honestly think that kids are playing too much. Obviously, I'm not an expert on baseball, but I did grow up playing baseball. Probably played baseball longer than anything else. And I played at Forest View at Yancey Park there, and I had a great time doing it. I was a multiple sport athlete, played football, baseball, basketball, ran track as well. But my thing is, like, from a basketball standpoint, I totally agree with this article. You know, I think kids are playing way too much. And at least in the sport of basketball, the kids are playing too many games, and the places that they are playing, they're not even top-notch facilities. So, for example, you have some places with some rubber floors. Some places have hardwood floors. Sometimes you play in a high school gym. Sometimes you're playing in a church. Sometimes you're playing in a hotel ballroom. So, I mean, the floors are different. The floors are not all the same. Some events have trainers. Some events do not. Most events do not have trainers or staff for, like, if you get injured. You know, most events don't have an ambulance or a trainer on site there to attend to your injured child. So I think you are, number one, burning the kids out and getting them away from their love or their passion for the game, because you got them playing too often. That's just flat out. Then also, secondly, I think you're increasing the chance of injury. And I think you're increasing the chance of injury because you're playing so much. Like, I think there's only a certain amount of time, there's so many hits that you can take playing football, or there are only certain many times you can run up and down the court before you start to tear something. You know, the way that these tournaments are designed, you know, for you to win, you got to play three games in the round robin, then you got to win three more games to win a tournament in like a two-day time period. And that's not realistic. You get to high school, you might play two games a week. You know, and they might be on a Tuesday and a Friday. So, you know, it's just totally not realistic expectations. And secondly, you know, scientifically, the kids' bodies are still developing. You know, boys, you know, are not fully developed until about 19. And when I say fully developed, I'm not talking about like the simple stuff like hair on your chest. I'm talking about like your joint tissue and the way like the cartilage around your knees and your hips and stuff like that. So you're talking about, you're not able to really truly absorb the energy and the explosiveness of your body until you're like 19 years old anyway. And you got these kids playing 40 and 50, you know, games in a summer at age 12. My third point is, I feel like they're playing too many games and it devalues the competition. It takes away from the value of actually playing in the game, because why is playing in the game important when I'm playing so many games? You know, because I'm playing so many games, playing in the game is not even that big. It's not even that important to me anymore because I'm doing it so much. So when I was growing up playing basketball, you know, when I was in high school, we practiced, you know, 4 days a week in the summer, and then we had one game per week for about 6 weeks. And then after that, we went to a team camp and played like 3 games in 2 days. You know, so I just think that we got to do a better job of understanding how athletes are developed. How do you get better? Yes, you select a sport that you want to work on, or multiple sports that you want to work on. And first off, agility and speed and strength will help you in any sport, and coordination will help you in any sport that you tend to play. So there is the training. There's a fitness training, you know, working on your diet, stuff like that. So there is a level of training that you need to do, but there's also rest and recovery, man. Rest and recovery are huge. And we're not allowing these kids to rest. We're not, because they're playing too much. They're playing too often. So we're not allowing them to rest. We're not working at the skills to be better at the craft. All we're doing is throwing you out there to play games. And that's a horrible model. It's just a horrible model, because most kids are not professional athletes. Like, it's a reason. It is a reason. It is a reason that there are 5 billion people in the world and 350 of them are in the NBA. You know, that's not a great number, you know, so we have to stop, you know, selling this dream. I really think it's parents living through their kids. We have to stop doing that. We have to stop living through our kids and trying to achieve the goals that we wanted to achieve for ourselves through our kids. Like, that's not sane. Like, we got to understand this. You're putting your child, you know, and I know I may catch some flack for this, but that's okay. You know, it's a free country, so this is just my opinion. But I don't see any value in putting your 8-year-old child on a tackle football field. It makes no sense, because number one, they can't even protect themselves. They're not. They can't even protect themselves. So, you know, I just think that's ludicrous. And people are doing that and having these kids play year round. You're not letting the kid rest. Like, do you understand NFL players? I heard Chris Carter say this morning on First Things First, he said that NFL players need the preseason and practice to build a shell around themselves so that they can be prepared to run through a car accident. That's what he equated playing an NFL game to, running through a car accident. Why in all of God's green earth would you want to set your child up for something like that? Like, it's more likely that your child's going to get a concussion and have brain damage than your child's going to go to the NFL. I don't understand that. Like, we as a culture, you know, there's so many layers to this. And, you know, and I'm supposed to just be talking about the article, but it's really kind of running on the other stuff. You know, there are people who choose to boycott the NFL, right? And say, well, until Kaepernick has a job, you know, because they blackball Colin Kaepernick, then I'm not rocking with the NFL. I'm boycotting the NFL. And that could be true. That could be how you feel. I'm not telling you how you can and cannot feel. But I am going to question, why you got your kid playing tackle football? if you're going to boycott the NFL, why are you putting your child in tackle football? For what? Like, what's the goal? You're planting this seed of this dream and making it pro in the child. You know, if you're really tired of the NFL, then stop sending our babies to it. How about that? You know, if we spent time pushing our kids to understand the stock market and understand the difference in like what credit means and what loans are and what APR is, and like really evaluating, you know, going to college. Do you need a college education? A college education is good if you can afford it. You know, is a college education really worth it if nobody's going to hire you and give you a job to be able to afford to pay the loan back that you had to take out to go to school? What if instead of spending, if you spend from the time your child is 8 years old to the time they are 18 years old, that would be $30,000 if you spent $3,000 a year. Well, the article says that people are spending anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. So let's say it's $4,000 a year. So if you spend $4,000 a year on your child, okay, $4,000 a year for your child to be playing on some kind of club or select team from the time they are 8 until the time they are 18, that's 10 years. That's $40,000. $40,000. $40,000. Instead of spending, and that's just the sticker price. We're not even talking about the money that you spent in the gas and the hotel and the travel and those things. So if you take that 40 grand and put that 40 grand to the side for your child and let your child say, you know what, I'm going to go to college and I got 40 grand in the bank to pay for it. I got 40 grand in the bank to pay for it. You know what that child can do with that? That child can go to school. So if you would push your child to make higher grades, and I'm not saying don't play sports. Please don't get it twisted, because I'm a basketball coach for a living. I am obsessed with basketball. So I'm the last person that's going to tell you, hey, don't play sports. That's not what I'm saying. Not at all. I think you should play sports, but I think you got to keep it in perspective. Play sports to learn skills, to dedicate yourself to a team, to learn to commit to a cause that's greater than yourself, to learn a skill and a craft and get better at it and make some friends and make some memories and some experiences that can carry you, that you can relay back to in life, that can help you get through some tough situations. Play sports for that reason. Don't play sports because you think that you're going to go to the NBA or to the NFL, because the truth is you probably are not going. I'm just being honest with you. And most people aren't good enough to get a college scholarship. And then if you do get a college scholarship, then praise God and you go to school for free. Absolutely. Go ahead. Great job. But if you're going to take money out, a loan to go to school and get a degree, especially after the fact that, when you think about this, the money you spend to get the degree, if you got to take a loan, you're not going to get a job that's going to pay you back enough money to make payments on the loan. Nobody's coming out of college with enough money 6 months out of college with enough money to make a $500 loan payment, not and pay rent and drive a car and buy groceries. That's not what it is. So, like, I'm a part of this generation. I'm a part of this generation that was told college is the answer. Higher education is the answer. You need to go to college. You need to get a degree. You need to go to college. You need to get a degree. That's your key to success. That's going to open doors for you. Yeah, you're right. Well, are you really though? Because if you had to borrow $40,000 or $50,000 to pay for that degree and you cannot make payments on it, then you're going to find yourself $150,000 in debt. Do you know that right now for loan forgiveness, they got this public service thing for loan forgiveness where you got to make payments, 120 payments in a row, 120 payments in a row of $500, 120 in a row. That's 10 years that you got to pay on it, and then they'll forgive it. So that means that you'd have to pay for 10 years paying $50, paying $50. You'd have to be there for 10 years paying $50, paying 10 years, paying $500 a month. And that's just crazy to me. That's just crazy thinking that we are a culture that's doing that to each other. Like, you got to understand, man, at some point you got to wake up and realize we live in a culture that will give you $40,000 or $50,000 for you to go get a degree in which you will not get a job to pay back on. So you won't be able to make the payments back on it. But then that same country won't give you $5,000 to start your own business. It's crazy to me. And we're brainwashing our kids and we're brainwashing ourselves and we're setting ourselves up for failure. And honestly, I think we need to put into perspective, like, you can work really hard at a sport and not be very good at it. Just a fact. You know, like, I just think we got to do better about that. So that's my thoughts on it. We're going to keep the conversation rolling. Thanks for listening. And we'll be right back in just a second. In closing, we want to leave everybody with a little nugget, man. Just keep in mind that the vehicle to accomplish or to achieve all of your dreams is your mind. Your brain is what's going to take you there. Your mind is what's going to take you there. So with that being said, your mind is the vehicle. What are you putting into your mind? What are you feeding your brain? What are you learning? What are you reading? What are you listening to? Who's speaking to you? What are you putting in that? It's very simple. Water costs less than gas, but you can't put water into the gas tank of your car just because it's cheaper and it's easier to get. Can't. Got to buy gasoline, the right gasoline, so that your car can run successfully. So don't take shortcuts and just think about that. You know, what are you putting into your mind? Thanks, everybody, for listening to this, the latest episode of the Juice Box. We got a lot of stuff coming with Coach John Willis brand, man. So stay tuned, you guys. We got a lot of things happening. Make sure you, get in the loop, man. And we got some surprising things coming on. We're getting into the last quarter of 2019, but we're going to finish up strong with a bang and get ready to roll on into 2020. So this has been an outstanding year. God has really blessed the company this year, so we are going to keep moving forward with it. Our next couple speaking engagements, we got Champaign, Illinois coming up, we got Spokane, Washington coming up, we got Portland coming up, and then we got Carson Carson High School there in Reno, Nevada, coming up as well. So we got a lot of things that we got going. Got an online course coming out, Juice University. So make sure if you're a coach and you're listening, stay tuned for that information, details on that. If you're a student athlete and you're listening, we got a captain's course coming out as well too. So stay tuned. We will promote, get more information out. But a lot of changes coming up, a lot of big things happening. You know, so I love you, Kai. I love you, Preston. So I do what I do for you guys, man. All right. Grace and peace. Till next time. Remember, it's the Juice Box. Should I have to eat money? Erica, thank you. Love you. Bye. Hey, Kai, take me home.